It's 8:04. I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The Colorado State Senate has approved a $28.9 billion budget package. The 26-8 vote now sends the annual spending plan to a conference committee, which will hammer out the differences between the House and Senate versions. Patagonia, on its website, recently took another swipe at the Trump administration over its decision to shrink national monuments in Utah. 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner reports this political activism may be the new norm for the outdoor recreation industry.
Patagonia's pushback is more than just words on the web. The company joined several Native tribes in suing the administration over the Utah public land scale back.
They're standing up for their values.
That's John Sterling. He's executive director of the Conservation Alliance, a group of outdoor industry companies, including Patagonia, that fund environmental protection. He says companies in the outdoor industry are increasingly active in conservation politics.
Public lands are really important infrastructure for outdoor recreation. So when you have a presidential administration that wants to take away protections for those lands, it's not at all surprising to me to see companies pushing back.
Patagonia's political activism has already attracted the ire of the House Committee on Natural Resources. Back in December, it retaliated by tweeting the words, quote, "Patagonia is lying to you." For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
And this is 91.5 KRCC News.